A significant day for Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria at Caulfield yesterday with the inaugural running of the Million Dollar Showdown for two-year-olds. James O'Brien, the president of TBV, our guest this morning on Talking Horses. How was it, James?
Oh, it was such a tremendous day, Joe. It was just excellent for all participants.
And a great result for Swetnam too, with their resident stallion Toronado producing the winner of the Million Dollar Race, Prince of Sussex.
Oh, it was a tremendous result. He really looks like a really good horse. He's won this race, and then prior to that, he won the Gold Rush. So, you know, back-to-back Vobis Gold exclusive race wins is a great sounding board and a great stepping stone, I suppose, for his future career. Looking forward to it.
And a graduate, of course, from the Inglis Premier sales, purchased for $145,000.
Yes, he was bred by Chris Jackson, who sent his mare the Toronado. She's a 2010 mare, and I understand he sort of has a full sister weanling on the ground as well. So, very excited for Chris.
And tell us about the day in general, James, and some of the other highlights.
Oh, it's just the atmosphere and for everyone around. They just really enjoyed it. The prize money on offer, which is including every horse is eligible for the Vobis bonuses as well. So there's a $30,000 on each bonus on each race. So it comes to $2.7 million prize money. The three-year-old sire was also won by a Swetnam stallion, a son of a Swetnam stallion, Americane. So that was by Tarwin, who won quite well. And that race is worth $300,000. Well, next year that'll be going to $500,000. So this race day is just going to get more and more exciting.
And how was the crowd attendance there on the day? Well supported?
Yes, it was. Look, it was an overcast day, so it's not pretty cold. But despite that, it was very well attended. And as I mentioned, the mood and the atmosphere, and just seeing people involved in a million-dollar race, new owners, it's just terrific.
Mm. Adam would have been very pleased with the outcome for Toronado.
Oh, over the moon, and it's he's a tremendous stallion. He's performed in the UK. His progeny are really getting good results in the sales rings, and now we're seeing them on the racetrack stepping out and doing things as Prince of Sussex did yesterday.
And Toronado's got quite a number of lots going through today's Inglis Melbourne Gold yearling sale.
Yes, that's right. It's a really exciting sale out there. It's produced, Malagira. And there was a $5,500 purchase that last year that ran in the race in the million dollar race yesterday. So Inglis have done a magnificent job out of that complex, and it's just past the airport there, the Tullamarine Airport, and everybody's welcome to pop out today. They've got an amazing setup, and I'm sure that there'll be people, future horses that will perform to those levels.
Yes, Sebastian Hutch from Inglis, a guest on our show earlier this morning. Very much looking forward to today's sale there, and that, of course, leads into the chairman's sale in Sydney later this week. How has the general anticipation been towards today's sale from your point of view, James?
I think with the prize money on offer throughout racing in Victoria and the further rewards through the Vobis schemes, just it makes, and the talent and quality of racehorses that are produced by Victorian breeders just makes this sale a really attractive go-to place. And I think that anyone looking to become involved, pop down just for a coffee, just even for a look, and just see another side of the industry. Breeding is the grassroots, and it's just something a bit different to the racetrack, and just see where it all begins.
Interesting times for the Victorian breeding industry, James, with some good stallions joining rosters there, including Akeed Mafeed coming across from South Australia to join the Swetnam roster, and organisations like Yulong really heavily investing in setting up there.
Yes, I'm very excited. Yulong have announced that they'll be standing grunts this year, so that'll be their first stallion to stand in Victoria. Look, Victoria is a very attractive place, and a lot of new breeders are coming into the region. And you mentioned Yulong, Spendthrift, and I've heard that there will be some announcements next week, which are quite exciting about further farms coming to Victoria to stand stallions. So I just think the whole industry is on the up and up. supported by government with their contributions to the Vovis Gold, supported by Racing Victoria, the racing in general. We've got a magnificent group of trainers out there, so the racing and the environment to breed is just excellent within Victoria. So looking forward to the future of breeding in Victoria.
Good times. Thanks for joining us this morning, James. Enjoy the sales out there today.
Thanks, Joe.
James O'Brien, the president of Thoroughbred Breeders Victoria. A big weekend for the organisation with the inaugural showdown meeting at Caulfield yesterday, and that segues into today's Inglis Melbourne Gold Sale.